The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
And welcome to the Very Serious Review Party.com. My name is Brent.
My name is Matt.
This is the only podcast on the internet that reviews and is very serious about
it. Yeah, our upper lips are stiff, if you know what I mean.
Stiff with not quite a frown, not quite a smile, just a flat, straight line.
Yes.
A scowl implies you're kind of angry. Just stoicism.
Stoicism.
Very sort of stoic podcast, you know. Follow the ways of the yin, the yang. Mix them together. Reviewparty.com. I've got sort of a cute little review here.
Kick us off. Let's kick the cute.
This is for the Zaire suction cup hooks. 2.5-inch removable waterproof strong powerful hooks for bathroom, kitchen, and get this, restroom.
Okay.
We got ourselves an 8-pack of hooks, suction cup hooks on Amazon. Amazon customer when titles their review, need to know the secret. When you read some other reviews, a common complaint is that the suction cup doesn't stick. But the problem is that the individuals involved don't know the secret. There is no need to super clean the surface or do any special preparation. I use them on windows and on my shower wall. All you have to do is lick the back of the suction cup and stick it onto the surface. Your saliva acts like a glue. It works great. Don't hesitate to buy these and ignore the complaints about sticking. The one in my shower has been in place for weeks and is still working fine. 5 stars.
I had a feeling that was what Amazon customer was going to say.
And the whole time I was reading that review, you're just, all you could think about was the lick.
The lick on the suction cup, yes. You know, we think we're so evolved humans, but no. Similar to the animal kingdom, our saliva, we might not be making termite mounds out of this stuff, but show me a suction cup and I'll show you a cup stuck to a wall.
I mean, there's a lot of great applications, human saliva, that us in our modern lives forget how to use. If you want to pull a prank on your friend, you can lick your entire kitchen floor so it's slippery, and when they walk in, they'll slip.
That's a good one? Yeah?
It's a good one, because then they're laying in your spit. They're demoralized. They're embarrassed. What a perfect prank. What else can you do? You don't want your little brother to eat your french fries, lick all your fries.
Lick them all. Ferris Bueller said, you lick your palms and they're clammy, you fake sick good.
Right, lick your palms, clammy, fake sick good. Suction cups, we already went over that.
Kill your fiance, have her lick poisoned envelopes.
Yeah, if you want your fiance dead, you just have her lick some poisoned envelopes. The applications of the human lick are endless, really. I think in that short list, we've displayed its infinite possibilities. Because, of course, those are just a few very broad examples. Just a very few people. Do you have any other secrets? This is something we don't get a lot on Review Party. Secrets. Someone revealing a secret about the product that enhances its applications and form and function.
Is this a secret related to suction cups or tongues or anything?
Anything. Any product. Like, did you know if, for example, here's the secret to fans. If you want more of a fan feeling, you just put it closer to your face. A lot of people don't know that secret about fans.
It's a good one.
If you want to look cool while wearing headphones, put them around your neck instead of around your head. You look very laissez-faire.
Sure. The first thing that's even coming to my mind isn't funny at all. It's just practical and it's something I do, particularly when I wear dark short sleeve button up shirts to the office and climb 7 flights of stairs in the middle of summer. I get a little heated. I get a little steamed. So I take a paper towel from the bathroom in the sink and I wet it. And if the water isn't cold, because if somebody's used it recently, it's going to be warm. I windmill that thing and I whip it around. I don't care if there's water getting everywhere in the bathroom. They don't put enough air conditioning in there for my liking anyway. But that helps cool it off. And you just slide that thing right in the back, in the collar of your shirt. Dark shirt, nobody even knows. And you got like, ooh, little cool. Little coolness.
There's a secret mode. You can use a cheat code in real life to unlock the full potential of a paper towel.
Yes. You just wash your hand. You crumple it up and you throw it away. No. Wash your hands. You shake it a bit. You get it wet. You whip it around like a windmill. And then you tuck that sucker. Provided you folded it carefully. You tuck that in your shirt collar.
Ooh. I think a commonplace thing about these two secrets, and perhaps among all product secrets we've been to known, they're both very embarrassing if someone walks in on you doing it. Either licking a suction cup or windmilling a wet paper towel.
That's why no one wants to talk about it. That's why it's a secret.
That's why it's a secret. They're a little embarrassed. See, I never do anything embarrassing, so I don't have another story to contribute.
That's okay. I've got something somewhat embarrassing here. I have a review from Fiverr.com. It's been a while since I've gone to Fiverr, and it honestly still has been a Fiverr. I've just had this one sitting around a while.
It's been a while since we've been to Fiverr, and we're keeping it that way, folks.
It still has, yes. I think maybe you'll recall, last time we did visit Fiverr, I can't say item reviewed, the service reviewed was for an astral sword.
I remember.
Metaphysical weapon.
This dude would design in his mind. He would imagine a sword that then he would describe to you, and you would get to have imagine it as well after he describes it to you.
It cuts the cords that are holding down your life.
That rules.
Today I have something somewhat similar. I have from Voodoo Spells Africa, I will cast ultimate powerful African Sangoma obsession love spell.
Yes.
Right?
Bypassing OKCupid, going straight to Fiverr.
Go straight for the heart. Or the jugular, whichever. This review is from Marilyn 1111, a United States customer. So Marilyn 1111 writes, "This is a true testimony. My guy left me for 4 weeks. I ordered a spell, and Dr. G delivered the spell. And my guy texted me and came over and stayed. .. He and I had an awesome night and morning. .. He was so loving and attentive. Our communication is great. I must say, he delivered. I recommend him. 5 stars.
The proof is in the pudding, I guess. But I need to know more about this ritual.
Do you want me to quickly jump back to Fiverr?
Is there deets on the Fiverr?
One moment.
While you're looking, I'll think of something funny to say.
It's unsettling how easy it is to find by just Googling, I will cast ultimate powerful African obsession spell.
This is a spell being cast. There's no alchemical properties. No sort of potion. This is not the classic love potion.
No, there's no love spell. No love potion number 9, although, what a hit.
This is long range. I'm surprised, I'd figure you'd need some GPS coordinates at the very least.
I don't know if I can tell what package Marilyn 1111 ordered, because, Fiverr, they got three tiers. The best one is the Ultimate Obsession X-Back Spell. And X-Back is one word. They're going to be back so soon, there's not even space
it had to be that
for
one.
A space.
It had to be that one.
Ultimate powerful obsession X back spell. Make lover back and desire you forever and no cheating.
I guess that part's good. Before that, it was scary.
And from the doc themselves, this may be a different provider just using the same service name. They say, hello, I am Yalaboki. I share valuable insight that is fast and clear with no sugar coating, whilst being sincere and down to earth, offering practical advice using psychic / medium abilities and mind reading to explore all available options in order to provide accurate insight, clarity, and directions in all spheres of life. I am a deeply caring, compassionate, and experienced, with over 15 years, reader and healer that tunes in well with a little prompting while being highly professional and reliable. In short, good at what I do.
This might be a little tangential, but what really impresses me about the psychic community is how quickly they were able to upgrade their spellcasting to be cross-country.
Digital.
In the Zoom era.
International.
International range on this mind-reading spellcasting ability. Has it always been like that?
I don't know
how much range they had on these. I'm thinking 40, 50 yards. All of a sudden, can they magically tap into the internet service? Do they touch the little cable rod and get their psychic energy sucked in?
Cable rod and their temple with the other hand.
Are they just astral projecting? I've got a lot of questions about their newfound powers. Or even if they are new, maybe I'm totally wrong, and this has always been like that. You just couldn't communicate like that before.
Right. Looks like a lot.
Oh, I guess there's those like TV tarot card readings that were popular in the 80s and 90s, right?
You did call into those people, yeah.
You did call in. So I think for nurturing this for a little while, maybe Zoom makes it easier. You get a little picture.
Zoom makes everything easier.
Especially this kind of relationship the reviewer is having.
Oh, yeah.
They had a very good
night and morning.
And morning, So the X-Bax is a premium. You got to pay premium to get the old X.
If you just want them to think about you,
$5. $5 to get you on someone's mind?
Okay, I don't want to misquote in case we have anybody out there.
Oh, I was going to say, what a steal. I might buy 2-3 of them just for fun.
On this listing, the basic package is $15.
$15? That don't seem too bad either.
$30.
What a fun birthday present.
Oh, yes. What a great gift. Hey, I made your ex obsessed with you.
Oh, no. Now, there's a prank.
There she is.
We're licking floors.
She's just outside staring through the plate glass window.
Or even I just made it so, you know, that professor that's been bugging you, I just made it so you're on their mind. You know, maybe you'll get a little extra bump in the grade there.
I'm with you on the prank. Like, your bro is the one who broke it off with this chick, and you're like, I'm going to get him, because she was a little much.
Or maybe you just thought they were a great couple.
You did, yeah.
It's sort of a favor prank.
Hey, Brady, you know, Natasha, you were a good couple. She's obsessed with you for life, man. Hey, I got you.
I mean, you could just double down. What is a? You just, it's your buddy. You just make it go both ways.
Oh, yeah.
And they're locked in a terrible relationship 50 forever. 50 apiece.
A clean 100 and you set them up.
A clean 100. That had to. That's good stuff.
50 per person, yeah.
50 per person. $100 to have someone live the rest of their life with their love of their life and never be cheated on?
Do it.
It's a... Can't beat that with a stick.
No, you can't.
Hey, I got another review if you'd believe it.
I'm struggling to, but I will believe.
This one's a little more wholesome. This one I just thought, how nice. This is a review from Amazon for Don Quixote Wooden Noodles Kitchen Cooking Frying Chopsticks, 16.5 inches brown, extra long, set of two pairs. So these are those obnoxiously large cooking chopsticks.
Okay.
You may have seen on a cooking show.
My man.
They're just really big chopsticks. you can flip things in oil in them real easy, but that you'll find that out soon. This is a review by MB. They title it Simple and Effective. I'm not bad with normal chopsticks. These are the deluxe edition and require a little practice to really be able to grab stuff with them. I'm trying my hand at making General Tso's chicken, and while frying, I found myself wishing that I had something better than a fork for turning slash retrieving newly crisped nuggets. I remember that chopsticks are also used in cooking. So I went and got my human-sized chopsticks, and they made the rest of the boiling oil interaction much easier. I thought to myself, these are perfect for frying, and went to Amazon to see if they had cooking chopsticks. $7 for two sets? Good enough for me. I've used them a couple times since arrival, and they are perfect for stirring, flipping stuff while in oil, or if cooking in boiling water in a pot. The length keeps you from getting attacked by boiling splash droplets. They are straight and look exactly like the product photo. Still improving my grip, but I am happy that I have these. Also great if I want to grab a piece of food from my wife's plate. 5 stars.
Oh, what? Some people will buy anything.
You're not on the big chopstick game, dude?
No. Guaranteed, this man's wife has a drawer full of spatulas of varying sizes, widths, materials, and tongs that he could use instead of a fork and then chopsticks.
Bro, I can't get on that take with you. Big chopsticks have been around longer than you have, dude. This isn't some gimmick.
I don't all right? care.
People have been using big chopsticks for forever.
Well, people have been stupid for a while, too.
Oh, man. You're not allowed. You're cut off from any. You go to a restaurant and the cook's using big chopsticks. I'm sorry, my friend. You got to walk out.
I would willingly walk. What kind of establishment is this?
And you can't, and you're not taking a walk with you, all right? If they're using a big chopsticks and a walk,
W-O-K.
You better, right, that's the pun
okay.
that I'm stumbling around here. But I'm telling you, dude, it'll change your life. Have you ever poached an egg using, you can't use do it without big chopsticks, I think.
Last time I poached an egg, I just cracked it right in my noodles, in the ramen. It was the most delightful thing I've had.
That's not a poached egg either. You're not making any sense, man. You're going crazy, all right?
Pretty sure it was poached.
This is America, where we know about how making things bigger makes them better. I'd like to submit chopsticks to that list among cowboy hats and what? SUVs, hamburgers, and all the other things that America has made big. Pants.
Breasts.
Breasts, both chicken and human.
And just like statistics in which people die from very stupid things.
Sure. We're making it bigger, we're making it better, and chopsticks is in that game, bro. It's so precise, all right?
All right.
I could grab. Imagine trying to flick your homie in the nads with a spoon from 10 feet away. Pretty hard. You're hitting thigh. You're hitting tummy. You got chopsticks, pure precision. Whoop! You're flipping them. You're flipping the beans from that far away, dude. I don't know how else to explain it. You want to grab a single grain of rice from downtown? Boy, if I got the cooking apparatus for you.
8 mile chopsticks. Stretch all the way there.
8 mile chopsticks. You can, if you want to cook some mop spaghetti with M&M, you better get some long chopsticks. All right. I think we've made our differing opinions
yes,
known.
We've drawn a line in the pink Himalayan sea salt. That doesn't make sense, but.
Yep. I can't wait for the audience. To crush you, dude. I'm not on their side. I can feel them with their torches and pitchforks behind me, dude.
Good.
It looks
Bring
like
it.
That scene in Shrek. They're gonna go to your stupid long spatula swamp. your barbaric place where you have no long sticks made for holding within your fingers.
Don't need it.
You got a review.
I got a review for Golden Gate Park, a Google review. This is a beautiful place, Golden Gate Park. You just walk there, you see the bridge, you see nature, you see everything. It's sprawling and wonderful. T.A. Simonelli writes, "Was the first place I stepped in the Pacific Ocean, and I regretted it instantly. Made me realize this was a place I could exist in peace. Loved the tulip garden and big ol' windmills. You can drink and smoke on the beach, but be cool about it, okay? Don't ruin it for everyone." "I saw many crabs. They were all lovely. 5 stars.
Amazing, dude. When he said, you can drink and smoke, but don't ruin everybody, he meant for the crabs.
Right.
The crabs don't need that kind of peer pressure.
They're lovely crabs.
They are lovely, and they don't need their little lives ruined by a couple of drunk frat boys or something, smoking cigarettes.
Dropping bottles? No thanks.
Those poor crabs, their days would be ruined if they saw some alcoholics trouncing around their beach.
Their little stalk-like eyes. Ooh, what's going on? You're covering them with their claws.
If a crab side-eyes you, you know it, dude. They can really side-eye you, you know what I mean?
It's no joke.
If a crab is looking at you and walking away from you sideways, dude, you're messing up. You're screwed up. You've been judged by that crab and been found wanting. And next thing you know it, the crab goes home, backs up all the way home, side-eyeing you all the way. And they're little crab babies smoking a little cigarette they found on the beach.
It's in their little claw.
It's in their little claw. They ask, their father asks, "Why, son, why?" You're going to get, do crabs have lungs? You're going to get gill cancer.
And it fits in my claw, Dad.
It fits perfect in my claw. I saw the cool humans do it. And then, come full circle, next time you go out for a little crab leg, and it kind of tastes like tobacco. You're like, why do these crab legs taste like tobacco? You did it to yourself.
This tastes garbage.
You ruined the ecosystem.
You say, this tastes like trash as the garbage in the sea splashes on the waves in the background, and then the commercial ends. And you're like, oh, this was a commercial the whole time about not littering.
I'm not even really eating crab here. This is just imitation, and it's cold. But I'm getting paid.
Payday's work.
The paycheck also washes up on the beach, and the actor has to go out and get it.
You stab it with a giant chopstick.
No, you would not stab it with a... Maybe you would, you barbarian. You would grab it with both. If you stab it, what are you even doing? Ain't chopping any of my sticks.
All right, fine.
You pick up the little crab. You know what you could do with the chopsticks is you could grab that little cigarette out of that little crab's claw from miles away. They wouldn't even know the good deed you had done. You would just save the entire ecosystem with a 2-foot chopsticks, as the good Lord intended. There's other funny stuff in this review.
Yes, there is.
What else did he say?
How he stepped in. This was the first place he stepped in the ocean and instantly regretted it. It's kind of funny.
Why do you regret it?
I guess it's cold, maybe. San Francisco, it's not, I mean, it could be cold, that's depending on the time of
probably
year.
Probably pretty cold. His little boys jumped back up inside him so fast that you couldn't even grab him with a 2-foot chopstick.
Right. Went back in their shell.
Puts little toes in, ooh! Yeah, jumped back in their shell. There's some joke about not drinking and rum, and why is the rum gone? But we're not going to find it today, are we?
No, because most of them I'm thinking about Point Break and that football scene on the beach.
Okay.
You know Point Break. It's got Patrick Swayze and it's got Keanu.
Yep.
And they're surfer dudes.
Wearing but, President masks.
Yes, but when Keanu first meets the surf crew, like officially, he's playing beach football with them. And he like gets rough with somebody and they're like, going too hard at it. Like, fisticuffs are about to come up. And Swayze's like, hey, no, man. I know him. He's Johnny Utah. He's all right, man. Oh, man. Johnny Utah? Oh, yeah, man. Hey, I know you.
Johnny Utah wrote this review after his little beach, his first day at the beach with the boys.
Probably.
While they were all thinking about playing football and fighting, Utah was thinking about the crabs and if everyone's vibes were good or not.
Some nice crabs.
Some nice no. Everyone's drinking and smoking, but they're being cool about it, okay? About this.
Take that stuff inside.
You gotta be cool.
Don't throw away.
Don't be flicking your cigarettes at little crab babies for them to pick up and develop bad habits.
We don't want it. It's California, all right?
Yeah. From California, like Michelangelo the Ninja Turtle.
Right.
You want to go to break there, Surfer Sam?
Let's take a breather.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Welcome to the second half of the show, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crap App Reviews.
Oh, we're back. Hey, I was thinking about this one the other day. This one's funny.
Yeah, we haven't
this
done
one's
this
funny
too much. I guess maybe we have done this. No, once was a full segment when I got reviews from Roblox. The second time that was similar wasn't a segment, but it was on Parler, and we just had some great Parler reviews. Anyway, today is crap app review, meaning these are reviews from Apple's App Store. And since they're crap reviews, these are all one stars. This is for the app Anchor. The podcast hosting site and app with whom we host our podcast. But we want to be especially clear. We've never touched the app. And we're going to read the reviews to explain why.
We have used the desktop exclusively. Great. Gets the job done, that's for sure.
You may have heard on some other podcasts who like to read the ad copy for Anchor that it's free. It's amazing. You can record right in the app on your phone. I don't know who would ever want to do that.
Someone's on the go. So very busy, yuppie type person. They ain't got time to sit down at their computer and podcast. They're walking to their business meeting and they got some thoughts that are extremely important. They're walking dogs.
They're walking kids. They're just walking. Making a podcast that doesn't sound very good. Like ours. So I've got some reviews here and I'll just start going through them. Please feel free to step in wherever necessary. I have a review from App Store user Why Not is their name. And Why Not titles their review Everything Lost and writes just and gives it a one star. I don't know if they lost the rest of their review or they couldn't even bring themselves to write anything more. But I like it.
They got their point across, man.
Yeah, I see that. I'm like, oh, turned away. User Maddie.4 titles her review, All the Things They Said Are Fake. And writes, It's not real. It's just all fake.
The anchor.com app is just sort of a fairy tale.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not even true. It's not even in this plane of existence.
I guess I haven't looked to see whether she's telling the truth or not, but maybe it doesn't exist.
It was a lie. They lied to me.
User Lucky Lindsay Lou titles their review, "Kids under 13 are not permitted." Dot, dot, dot. And writes, "Warning, kids under 13 are not permitted to use this app to create a podcast, even when they do it with a parent." 1 star.
So she's salty because she tried to make a podcast with her. Maybe. They phased it out.
I think Anchor's just doing everyone a solid so we don't have to listen to that.
No, there's one, I think my fiance sends me TikTok clips of this one guy who does a podcast with his little kid. It's cute.
I have listened to a few family podcasts. They're okay.
Yeah, there's some good ones. They is what they is, much like our podcast. Is what it is. Fair funny. Enough. Hilarious, interesting. You know, it is what it is. It's just some of the best stuff out there. It is what it is.
I just like, come on, Lucky Lindsay Lou, just break the rules.
You think Lucky Lindsay Lou would be a rule breaker?
Obviously not. She's trying to. I'm going to do this podcast with my son and or daughter and or non-binary child. They have my permission to do this. I've given them consent, but they are under 13.
The Anchor police kicked down her door, dude. They deleted all remnants of the podcast and they made her write that review. So to spread the word,
the waveforms shattered her house. Everything's vibrating.
Ma'am, no under 13, right over you.
Now I know. A Dub All Star titles their review "Slow Down" and writes, "I don't even have a podcast episode yet, and you guys want it published? Slow down."
He's just uncomfortable with how fast the relationship was going.
Yeah, I mean, being a podcaster, you have to wear a lot of hats. It can be overwhelming.
Sure.
But yeah, whatever. Maybe just he came up with the title and Anchor's like, "Oh, dude, yeah, this is going to be a hit. Get that episode out."
So he's like, "Come on. Come on, let's slow down a little bit. I don't want to record nothing yet.
I'm uncomfortable with my voice."
Yeah, me too. Let's just make robots do our podcast, dude. It'll sound way better.
Stop. Stop.
Let's just copy and paste our DMs into a robot and have them read it.
That'd be cool. Good.
Be pretty funny. And then instead of GIFs that we send each other, it would just be a description of the GIF.
It'd be about as funny as the show is. I'm kidding. We're hilarious.
Probably funnier.
Hang on. These next two, at least one of these next two, which are the final two, definitely have some funny in them.
No way.
Stealth Dragon 22 titles their review. I know how to spot dragons.
Even stealthy ones?
Yeah. You just leave some food out. They can't resist. Stealth Dragon 22 titles their review, "Anchor hates conservative pod."
Hell yeah, dude.
And writes, "Anchor is horrible for anyone who speaks conservative or libertarian views. They took down my podcast show because I speak conservative point of views and they hate freedom of speech. Do not use Anchor unless you're a liberal."
Well, how many stars?
These are all 1 stars.
Well, these are all one. Well, I happen to know. Don't quote me on this. Don't take this from me. I'm no learned podcast legalese person. But as far as I can tell, you can put pretty much anything on the internet as long as it's not a death threat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or harsh slander.
Yes.
So I wonder which one Stealth Dragon dipped his little toes into.
I think the worst thing that Stealth Dragon said, the worst offense, was was saying they took down my podcast show.
I wonder what it was called. The podcast show?
Not to be all, hey, old man, get up with the lingo, but hey, I got this podcast show you need to check out.
There's probably nothing particularly offensive in his little Don't Tread on Me podcast, but he kept calling it a podcast show. And the anchor admin was just cringing way too much.
Like, I can't do this. They were like, anymore.
You know what? Yeah, this is no right being on our app.
You just don't get out of here, man,
with your little podcast show.
Finally, we have a review from Refund Delete, who titles their review Downloaded by Mistake. They write, I just want a refund and delete my account. I never used it and I downloaded it by mistake. Which, if you remember what I said at the top of this, and what everybody who reads Anchor ads says, what do they say, Brent?
It's free.
It's free?
It's totally free. I think, one of the biggest selling points to why we use it. Yes. It's just free.
It is 100% free. There's no, like, extra package for more storage or analytics or anything like that. It's out of the box. There it is.
Yeah, it is so free that the part where they give you money is free. Yeah. You can just put ads on your podcast for free and they will give you money.
And a lot of people do.
A lot of people do that. We talk about doing it. I haven't got around to it. But hey, maybe you'll hear some anchor ads on this free podcast soon.
After this, why not? Why wouldn't we?
Anchor is going to be calling us up. Hey, thanks for revealing those frauds on our website.
Yeah, we set some people straight here.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, we're pretty open about our stance on our friend Amazon.
Yeah, that's true.
Which you can find our podcast on Amazon Podcasts, reviewparty.com. Leave a review there. But, you know, I don't got nothing bad to say about Anchor, Spotify, and our time with them.
Not at all. It's great.
Spotify maybe should pay their artists a couple, two, three more shekels for the listens. But hey, that's all I got to say. Anchor's been good to us.
That they have.
They got a cute little logo. They let us put our stupid show on there. So hey, if that's not a strong enough endorsement to get a sponsorship, then I don't know what is. Throw us some money, Anchor. We're ready.
That's right. We promise we won't feature you again on crap app reviews.
Maybe we'll with some good, nice reviews.
Maybe.
If you pay us. there's no bounds to what we might do for a paycheck.
Very true.
We'll feature one positive review of Anchor on every episode. We won't even laugh at it on air.
Right.
Well, that was a lovely little segment.
Thank you.
I've got a lovely little review to follow it.
Oh, please. Do read.
This is from Amazon once again. For the product, a Jungle Man costume. Cheetah print, one size, sexy Halloween costume for men. Matt, it is just a G-string with a cheetah little loincloth hanging off the front.
Okay.
Just a quote-unquote caveman costume that's actually just a G-string with a cheetah print piece of fabric over the front. User Jack Luther titles their review, What I Was Looking For. I like to wear these when I'm dancing to a drumming CD. Brings out the animal in me. They hold my package in okay. I sometimes wear them with briefs under them because I don't like the string in my crack. 5 stars.
Ah! Oh, boy.
You don't like that one?
No, it went some places I am not necessarily comfortable with.
It brings out the animal in him, okay? He's just being honest. While it brings out the animal in him, it does not reveal his package in ways he's not comfortable with.
I mean, I I'm there for it. If you want to George the Jungle all over your living room, that's cool.
To me, Jack Luther is a pretty modest guy, right? He's wearing briefs under him because he doesn't like the string in his crack. Relatable.
He's very relatable. When I was in that play where I had to traipse around in my boxer briefs, the producer and an assistant director were like, you might want to get a dance belt to wear under those. And I was like, hang on, what's that? And I didn't want to Google too much, but it's kind of like man thong type stuff / jock strap. And I was like, know what? No. Because I had a good friend from our old college group, the Merely Players. He said, oh man, if you're ever going to be in underwear on stage, just double bag it. So I had size small boxer briefs and pulled on some mediums over them. And both pairs were tight, but not tight in my butt crack.
Hey, you know what they say, actors are like onions. They come in layers.
I had layers on.
Yeah, who knew it would be, even when they're boxer briefed. Even briefed on stage, the layers continue.
I did feel secure. You can
peel back those babies.
Man, I felt confident. Oh, my goodness.
This should be an everyday thing, double bagging.
Inner animal, no, just going around. Maybe I ought to try it with briefs on, because I don't want that constant wedgie, that omni wedgie. I don't need that.
So you've gone full circle on this.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun running around in my underwear. What can I say?
I'm glad we got here, buddy. I feel like there's been a lot of growth today. Before we know it, you'll be cooking, dancing around to a drumming CD in your kitchen, wearing this some briefs and this loincloth, using some long chopsticks to flip some stuff.
We will see about that.
We're going to make it happen, dude.
Maybe.
Baby steps. This is just your first step.
Speaking of babies and animals, I have a review from themountain.com.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
Home of the Three Wolf Moon shirt of Miu and Meme Review Legacy episodes 15 and 16, I believe. Go check it out. Check it out on the blog too, reviewparty.com. Anyway, today I have brought, because it seems like its relevance is going out of style, but it might come back in style. Who knows what the world will hold for us. This is a tiger print face mask from themountain.com. Something I think we saw a bit of when we were touring the mountain and seeing all their wonderful animal t-shirts and skeleton t-shirts. This is, it makes you look like you have a tiger mouth.
In case you want people to know what your inner self is like, you got a little tiger.
Yeah.
Arar.
So, Anna V, verified reviewer. It's kind of, it's reassuring that themountain.com has verified reviewers. Anna V titles her review, Tiger Snout, and writes, warning, enjoy the mask. Have fun with it, but don't scare babies. I went to Walmart today in this mask. I got a lot of compliments, finger pointings, smiles, and giggles. However, I scared a little kid. Unintentionally, of course. Anyway, as usual, I got a good deal from the mountain. Anna. 5 stars.
Okay. So nothing against the mountain here. Nothing against their lovely design. She got a lot of compliments, but be careful. Little kids will run and scream as though you are a beast.
As though you're on the prowl for their flesh.
Man. How little was this kid? Because there's a definite fine line between, oh, that's just a little kid, and boy, that little kid's dumb. And I'm not sure where that line is. You know, I'm not a parent. I haven't grown up side by side with a child. But I imagine your kid's 5 or 6 getting scared by someone's tiger mask, dude.
Return that kid.
Return that kid to Walmart and keep the mask.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see kids. Kids do get irrationally scared of things, like mascots. One second you'll see them just staring at the mascot, and you're like, this is a good decision I made as a parent to expose them to a costumed character. And then suddenly, within the snap of a fingers, the tears and the screams.
I feel like with them, you don't know what's on the other side of that mascot, right?
That's
you don't know what
true.
What kind of flesh beast is puppeteering that furry mech suit. The mask, I mean, you can get a pretty good read on somebody by the mask. You can see mask, you can look up at human eyes and be like, I'm not so sure that they're a tiger. I think they might just be wearing clothes.
50-50, that's probably not a tiger.
Nice if I were eyebrows. A betting man, I don't think that thing there is actually a tiger.
I am not a man, I am a toddler, so I will scream but now.
In a fursuit, it might not even be a person, it might just be some sort of shadow entity made only for consumption. Or a tiger. Inside of that chicken costume is just a hungry tiger that loves to eat children. That's sort of, I think, where the fear comes from.
Yeah, that's the big bad wolf in grandma's clothes. I guess that's the origin of children being untrustworthy. Yeah, you know
what's inside of him? Grandma, so not so scary.
Grandma's puppeting the whole thing.
There's a lot of versions of that. Doesn't well, she's still kicking on the inside because the lumberjack in the real story cuts her out of
right.
the werewolf. Doesn't she?
Yeah, the huntsman or whatever he is.
The huntsman. Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm no surgeon, but back up. I'm gonna see if I can get Granny on out of here.
Granny, move away.
That could end up bad.
It could have.
Granny's body parts. Fallout. All right, I don't want to make any of our young viewers, listeners, cry here. So
just say, Granny now cooks with a hook hand.
Yeah, Granny. No way, Granny made it out of there unscathed. Right, that wolf is chomping. I don't think he has table manners. He seems like kind of a jagoff. Yeah, definitely chewing his mouth open type of guy. I don't think he cares too much.
Probably insulting the cross-dressing trans community as well. He's making a mockery of it, I would say.
Sure. Sure, yeah. We hate to see that.
We hate it.
He's the kind of guy, he you know, I don't think he's leaving the bones clean. I don't think he comes from a sort of community where that would be smiled upon. You know, he's got a rough upbringing. Every bit of grandma meat counts.
What a wolf.
Unless he's just like, this is his third grandma today, dude. He can.
He's just gonna pick, get the parts he likes.
Yeah, he's eating grandma's like popcorn, dude. So anytime he wants,
eats the cheeks.
In that case, I could see it. I think we're just gonna plug this puppy out.
If
that's what you want.
Yeah, let's do it.
I've got word from the top that we are going to plug this episode out. That means that's right. Thank you, listener. We're so glad to have you here at episode 58. What a great time. I'd also like to inform you that we got new episodes every Tuesday. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day, you might say. If you'd like to send us an absurd review to muse over on one of those Tuesdays, send an email with a hyperlink, a screenshot, a screenshot of a screenshot to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name or a moniker. So we want to give you credit for your hard work finding those reviews.
You can also reach out to us on the social media platforms of the day, such as Instagram and TikTok @reviewparty.com and Twitter @reviewpartypod, where, you know, we like to do some fun stuff. So get on there, toss a like. They're free. They don't cost you nothing except the time it takes to tap tap. You can also tap on over to reviewparty.com, as mentioned previously, to read the blogs, to see all the episodes, to shop the shop, and sign up for the After Party Review newsletter, which keeps you in the know when these things are coming at you.
I forgot when the last time we told you to do this. I feel like kind of recently, but I'm going to say it again. Go to iTunes and leave us a review. A review podcast without a bunch of reviews, that just seems kind of silly, doesn't it? And do you want us to look like fools?
We know you're probably leaving reviews some places, so it might as well be for this podcast.
We see you people out there leaving reviews, leaving stars, and not even thinking about your favorite funny boys on the internet who love reviews. We love them. We can't live without them. That chopstick review, it sustains me. It'll keep me going for weeks. You know what else keeps me going?
What's that?
It really keeps this podcast going. It is the engine in which the podcast runs upon. I mean, we don't even have to fill it up with glass. All we fill it up with is nosebleeds, baby. And the engine I'm talking about is Bread for Breakfast, our fantastic theme song. If you want more tunes like that one, Jim jamming in your ears, making it, revving up your day like a big hot engine, go to Spotify and search Nosebleeds. It's just one word, people. Don't get crazy.
Keep it simple.
It's simple. As simple as a Matt finale review. You got something cooking up for us over there?
I do. Do you want one especially simple?
That's usually what I default to, but whatever. Crack a smile.
I have one that is especially... I have a Google review for Pearl Specialty Market and Spirits in Portland, Oregon. And Google user VL Wisconsin writes, "Really cool booze. 5 stars.
Can't argue with you there, buddy.
Can't do it, no.